This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 297. Open the door to English love and your IELTS 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's show, Daniel, a doctor from Brazil, shares with us his top tips on getting an overall 7 on IELTS on his first try. Listen for your own IELTS inspiration. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I hope you are doing well. I hope this is a sunny day as we're in the almost the end of summer now. We have another special guest today. His name is Daniel. Daniel, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And how is everybody?
I wish we could do this live sometime, so like our listeners could send us messages while we're talking and we could kind of like talk to the audience. That would be awesome.
Yes, cool.
Is it, so you're in Brazil, right?
Yes, I live in Belo Horizonte and Minas Gerais, and I think that now during these Olympic Games we are on TV and everybody's paying attention here.
Kid, are any of the Olympic events going to be in your city?
Can you believe? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Soccer game.
Ooh, what soccer game?
Yes, but can you believe it that I'm not following the games because I am in a very tough period of my work. So really, I just can't tell you about the games. Excuse me for that. Shame on you, Daniel.
That is no problem. I mean, we're not here to talk about the Olympics anyway. Right? There's Ozzy. I think some neighbors just moved out, and so there's a whole bunch of people going like in and out of the apartment, and my dog is just going nuts. Yeah, don't worry about the Olympics. I mean, anybody who's following the news, I'm sure it's in every country in the news anyway. So
yes, yes. Right.
But we are here because Daniel got his IELTS results, and they were amazing. Daniel, can you tell us your scores?
Yes. I hit that 7. I received 6.5 in speaking, 6.5 in listening, and 7 in the reading test and the writing test. So overall, my 7.
And is that the score you needed, the overall 7?
Yes, yes.
What did you need it for? What are you using this for?
Yes, I have a dream that is study abroad. And in 2014, I was in London, and I have one special contact there. And I think that I will have the opportunity to do my PhD in neurosciences in London. So I needed that 7.
PhD in neuroscience.
Neuroscience, yes. I am a doctor. I work with old people. I am a geriatrician.
Oh, okay. So that's your specialty in neuroscience. Are you like focusing on diseases related to age, like Alzheimer's or dementia?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yes, yes. Like to study everything related to neurodegenerative disease on the brain, and Alzheimer's disease, it's really the most common cause of dementia, and it's my focus.
Oh, whoa, that's fascinating. That's really impressive. I'm constantly impressed by the students in our course. Like, wow, that's so awesome. Congratulations. And now you get to do that.
It was my first time I took IELTS. It was my first time. And I was really worried because I've been studying English for a long time. Since I was 12, but studying like that, not. Yeah. So I found your podcast on internet, and I stayed listening to that podcast for 2 months, I think so. And after, I decided to enter in 3 Keys, and I scheduled everything to go ahead and finish the course, and finally I'm here.
That's amazing.
Very happy, very glad.
What made you decide to do the course?
Okay. I've been studying it in a school, an English school, and I was just thinking that it was not what that I wanted. And after listening to your podcasts, I saw that I needed to learn the strategies, of course, that are needed to do the test. So I stayed listening to the podcasts, and after I really entered in 3 Keys, I felt that I was with a lot of things to do to achieve this goal. So I am very impressed with the strategies and how it's important to stay with that goal in mind and to follow the roadmap. And I have to confess that I didn't finish the course because I had my difficulties because of my work, but no doubt, without the strategies, I know that I couldn't get that 7. So
I can't believe that was your first time taking
the
test.
Yes, my first time.
You took it one time. You got all the scores you needed. You're done.
Yes.
I think a lot of listeners out there would love to be in that situation.
Yes,
I think a lot of people, you know, they don't know what they're getting into with IELTS, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, it's not just about English. I mean, you've been studying English since you were 12. You started listening to the podcast and you realized, okay, like this is not going to cut it. There's a lot of work you need to put in order to get all the strategies and know what to do on the test. So that's amazing that you got your overall 7 the first time. Let's sort of break it down one by one. All right.
Yes,
because all 4 of these scores is amazing. So let's try and think of like what helped you the most in each section. All right. So let's start with speaking. Okay. You got a 6.5 in speaking. What do you think got you there?
Okay. My attitude, I think that it was very important paying attention in how the attitude that I would have to do in that time, because I am accustomed to talk slowly. I think that because of my work and my patients are really very old, and I was practicing to speak faster, and not only the speed but the attitude, and to put energy in my voice, to put energy to make my speech interesting. And as you certainly can see, I have my difficulties in speaking because I really don't have opportunity to speak in English here in my city. And all of this, I'm for sure, I achieved after studying systematically and doing the course and so far. So the speaking was my weak, it's my worst part, I think. The speaking.
And you still got a 6.5.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yes, yes.
So the like the energy, the personality, the pronunciation, like those sort of focuses like we have in the course, those sort of strategies, you think that helped you the most?
Yes, it was. It was. And can you believe it? Because in three keys, the speaking test is the last part.
Yeah.
So it was just the part that I didn't finish.
Oh.
Okay. But I knew that I had the conditions to achieve that 7. I really knew. Okay. I was afraid. Yeah. I was afraid, but...
Sure. Well, of course. I mean, everybody's super nervous on test.
Super nervous, yes.
Probably the speaking test is the worst of all.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as far as making you guys nervous. Let's talk about writing. So
yes.
Writing 7, which, you know, for a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure it sounds like this, like impossible. Like, can I ever hit that 7 in writing?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are stuck at a 5.5 and they don't know why. Lot of people take the test again and again and they cannot raise themselves above a 6, let alone a 6.5 or a 7. So
mm-hmm.
What do you think they need to do? You know, what helped you get that 7?
Yes. Of course, to read. A lot. And as a doctor, I read in English a lot. It's a technical reading, of course, but every week we have lots of texts to read in English. And I began to read newspapers, and following your advices, I really was reading the New York Times, my journal here in the city in English, because we have in English also. And I think that the most important thing that I learned in your course was how to use the time
and yes.
to read the passages. That strategy is to scheme. So we do this not knowing, because it's unconscious. But after the course, I really was awakened to do it on purpose. So this was, I think, the strongest part, how to use the time.
Hi, guys. If you would like to get access to the same roadmap that has inspired Daniel to love English, get better at English, and keep improving even after his overall 7 was achieved, get into our course now at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Yeah, that's all the reading test is about. That's when timing is the most important of every part of the exam, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So all this extra reading, and like in the roadmap, I give you a lot of, I recommend resources and how to use them, how to use the New York Times to practice IELTS reading skills, stuff like that.
Yes.
So you really followed all those instructions.
Yes, I followed.
And all this extra, the extra reading, the extra activities, it, of course, helped your reading skills, but you're saying it also really helped your writing.
Yes. And writing, really, I can say that it would be possible to pass without doing three keys, because I have tried to write by myself before, yeah. of course. But after doing the three keys, I saw how wrong I was. And
really?
Yes.
Like what? Because, what were the biggest surprises for you?
Because I didn't know what to expect from the examiners. What they wanted to see in the text.
Right.
So, of course, when we are studying to do a test, we need to know the test. And, of course, I just followed the rules. And it was easy, I can say. My reading and writing test, not only because of the 7 that I got, but it's really easier for me. And the speaking is really hard, but I can go and understand everybody and speak. But right. I know that I need to improve and I will go ahead. I really, I am studying English every week. And after your course, I decided to subscribe a lot of podcasts from BBC. I am enjoying a lot. It's really awesome.
What are your favorite podcasts right now?
Right now, it's from Dan Damon, Update About News.
Oh, okay.
And there is another one that's really very, very interesting. It's not new. It's from 2010. A History of the World in 100 Objects. It's really amazing. Amazing.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Yes, I recommend.
I love that idea. I've read some books like that where, well, not some books, maybe like one or two, but how it's a nonfiction look at history. And it's not just, tell me if I'm wrong, but this is what I'm imagining the podcast to be about. Like, you take one object, like the washing machine, for example.
Yes.
Or, you know, like an air conditioner. I don't know, like one object. And from the development of this object, you see the historical context. I mean, why was this object needed at the time? What was happening at the time in society to make this object necessary, like the invention of it? And like, why did people start buying it? And it really reflects the political, the societal context of the time. So is that what it's about?
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
You went to the point. Yes. And yes, I was there in British Museum in 2014, and it's really amazing. So I discovered this book and I strongly recommend. And after I was at BBC and trying to find out this podcast, and I found it. It's really very cool, very cool.
I think my favorite thing that has come out of your experience, the sharing your experience, well, of course, getting the scores you need, that's my number one favorite thing. But my second favorite thing is that it sounds like from the course, from the energy of learning IELTS, from the roadmap specifically, where I recommend all these like awesome activities that you could do online that improve your overall English, not just your IELTS skills, but these activities in particular have inspired you to keep going, to keep improving your
English. Really, really. And,
oh, I love it.
Yes. And now my wife and I, we are planning to stay at least 2 months abroad, probably in United States or in UK, to enjoy and study English.
Oh, awesome.
It's really awesome.
With your son. Wait, do you have a son or a daughter?
A son. A son.
A son. So with your son.
Yes, yes.
Cool. Sort of like a family English language adventure.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. Well, Daniel, if you come through Portland, you have to let me know.
Yes.
All right?
All right.
Yeah, I'll take my son. We'll go do something super fun.
Uh-huh.
All right. Fantastic. So for all you listeners out there, I think the main messages from Daniel's experience, and remember, guys, he only took IELTS the one time, and he got the 7 that he needed. And now he gets to go to London and do a PhD, not to mention an English language adventure with his family. So we need a system and we need to work hard. You can hear that he worked very hard and he's still working hard on his English. But for a lot of people, it's you can't do that on your own. We need some inspiration. We need some energy.
No.
And for IELTS, guys, you need to know what the exam needs from you. You need to know what the examiner's looking for. So, Daniel, I am super excited for you and your future. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really thankful because your course is not only about the test, as you told. It's not only. I am... with a lot of enthusiasm about everything of American culture and British culture. And now I felt that a kind of a door that now is open and I can go through. And
I love that.
And it's very nice. It's really a very special phase of my life.
You just like warmed my heart with that. Seriously. So listeners, open the door.
Yes.
Like Daniel, open the door. Become enthusiastic about the target language, the target culture. You know, don't make this time in your life just about studying IELTS.
No,
make it about studying English.
Yes.
Getting enthusiasm and motivation about the target language, target culture, because it's not just about IELTS. It's about your life after IELTS.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Awesome. I couldn't think of a better way to end that episode. That was awesome. Open the door. I love it.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for
coming
on. Thank
you so much, Jessica. Thank you so much. Congratulations for you and everybody.
Thank you.
And I really strongly recommend 3Keys. And
listeners, we're not paying him.
No,
okay?
No.
So you know.
As you told before, I have paid for that course from the British Council. And it was not necessary, but I was
really
afraid of. So I thought I need more exercises to do. And I don't have time to look on internet. So let me try, I will pay. But I didn't have time to do it. So, and I haven't. So really.
You just didn't need it. You had our course.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, well, I'm sorry you wasted your money on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Daniel.
No, that's good advice for our listeners. So they won't waste their money. So that's good.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks again, Daniel, and have a wonderful, wonderful day and good luck.
Thank you so much. And hugs to everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.